my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hey, folks. This is Dr. Mike Akinfora. And for Dr. Noah DeCoyer and Dr. Wanda Lee McPhee, we are thrilled to let you know that the Beyond Your Wildest Genes Academy doors are open. We are so excited about the launch of Being Superman, our four-week program designed to bring power and masculine vitality back to so many men. It is amazing how incredible the response has already been to the program. Due to the demand, we've decided to extend the pre-registration price till the end of March. In fact, we've opened up the first two of the three modules of week one to everyone completely free. All you've got to do is put on your cape. If you go to beyondyourwildestgenes.com/SupermanGift, you can unlock these two modules for free, completely free. Go to beyondyourwildestgenes.com/SupermanGift. Enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you at the Academy. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and today I get the pleasure of interviewing, once again, Dr. Trevor Cates. Dr. Cates, how are you?
Great. It's great to be back.
It is amazing. You were our second podcast interview way back in October of 2015, and we are excited to have you back on the show. You've written a book that we're going to get into, and before I do that, I just want to give people your bio in case they haven't heard that first interview. Dr. Trevor Cates is a nationally recognized naturopathic doctor. She's also known as the Spa Doctor and was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California, appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine Advisory Council. She has worked with world-renowned spas and sees patients in her private practice in Park City, Utah, with a focus on graceful aging and glowing skin. First for women, Mind Body Green, and is a host of the Spa Doctor iTunes podcast. Dr. Cates believes the key to healthy skin is inner and outer nourishment with non-toxic ingredients. Her new book, Clean Skin From Within, will be released in early 2017. Dr. Cates, the Spa Doctor skincare and supplement lines are formulated with natural and organic ingredients designed to help you achieve the clean and natural path to confidence and beautiful skin. Dr. Cates, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. Could you give people a little journey? Tell us about your journey. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was a kid, I was sick a lot. I had a lot of allergies. I had a lot of skin issues. I was sick all the time. And my parents took me to see a lot of different specialists, different doctors who gave me a lot of different medications to help try and suppress the itchy skin, eczema, hives, the different skin problems I was having. I was on a number of different antibiotics and different things, but I just kept feeling worse and worse. And luckily my parents didn't give up. They kept searching for answers for me because they knew how devastated I was by my health and how it was impacting my life at school and my self-esteem and all of that. So luckily they didn't give up. They found a holistic practitioner that they took me to. And that was the one thing that turned my health around. And so luckily at an early age, I found this different kind of path and I realized I wanted to share this information with other people so that they didn't go through the same struggles that I did, or at least maybe a shorter version and kind of help them find solutions. So that's what eventually led me to go to naturopathic medical school and become a naturopathic doctor. So I was so happy to do that and be able to help patients. I've been seeing patients as a naturopathic physician for 17 years now and love what I do. I love helping my patients. And really what I want to do is help people find the root cause of what's going on with their health concerns and help give them their body the tools to help support the body's innate ability to heal. Because I see that this over and over again, I see this with patients that if they're just given their bodies are given the right support, their health can be restored, and it really shows up on people's skin too. So that's why I have a big focus on skin, because of my own journey, plus what I've seen that the skin can show people about their health.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Why do you call skin our magic mirror?
Yeah, skin is our largest organ. It's right on the surface of our bodies. We don't need any special imaging equipment to see it. We don't need x-rays to see this largest organ. All we need to do is just look in the mirror or look at our skin, and we can see so much of what's going on with our overall health. And unfortunately, the conventional approach, the typical approach to skin or dermatology, is to suppress. And that's what I experienced as a kid, and this is what I hear from my patients over and over again, is that they go in to get their skin looked at or addressed, and the approach is just to cover it up, to suppress it. But the problem is you're not addressing what's really going on, what's triggering the skin issue. So I look at skin as our magic mirror, because it gives us great clues about our overall health, and it's an opportunity to learn more about what's going on with our health right now and do things to help support the body so that it can heal. And when your skin is clear and glowing, it's a good indication that you're in that right balance for your health, that you're eating the right foods, that your lifestyle's in line with it, hormones are balanced, all these different things are good. So that's why I call it the magic mirror.
I love that. That's a great analogy. Talk to me about how do you feel about conventional dermatology, that model?
Yeah, with having visited so many different dermatologists when I was younger, and my experience has been that I feel like, even though I have some great friends that are dermatologists, so I don't want to say that dermatologists are bad or that what they're doing is wrong, but I feel like a lot of dermatologists are missing some important information that the body is giving. And I know that a lot of conventional doctors are rushed with their appointments, and they're trying to fit in a seven minute, 10 minute appointment. And so they'll just give a drug, a medication to suppress, and we're missing the opportunity to look at what's really going on with the body. And so instead of suppressing and covering up with a steroid cream that's just going to temporarily cover up the issue, or an antibiotic that might actually further disrupt the microbiome of the gut or the skin, depending on if it's oral or topical. Rather than doing something like that, what can we do to help support imbalances like hormone imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, inflammation that's going on internally that's showing up on the skin? What are we doing to help support the body in addressing those things? Because what I found in my practice is that And I think I would have gone this direction if my parents hadn't found a holistic practitioner for me, is that I see this with my patients, is that if they're not addressing the root cause. So for example, if somebody has eczema and they keep covering it up with steroid creams, eventually that underlying root cause is going to show up in the health in some other way. And it can be worse. I know skin issues are a big problem, but there are other health issues that can sometimes be an even bigger problem, like asthma. I've seen that happen without addressing that root causes of what's going on with eczema, asthma, or even autoimmune disease, because you're telling the immune system it's wrong and you're suppressing it. So then it gets confused and overreacts and creates an autoimmune reaction instead. So again, it's just, If we look at what the body is trying to tell us instead of just covering it up, it's a great opportunity, and then the body can be in a much better state of health.
Yeah, it's sad, because conventional medicine on the whole, granted, you go to the emergency room because you, like yourself, you go skiing and you hurt yourself on the ski slope, go to the emergency room. We are number one in the world at that. But when it comes to general medicine, dermatology, they're so busy putting out fires that they never get to the root cause of why this is happening. And this is where we, as holistic practitioners, naturopath, chiropractor, functional medicine practitioners, we are able to dial in and get to that root cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
T- talk to me about what skin changes could I look for that are a sign that my body is not well?
Yeah, like I said, skin gives us great clues about our overall health, and I think it's a great habit to get into of checking out your skin and looking in the mirror before, if you're a woman, before you put makeup on, check out your skin in the mirror and notice every day. It just, it takes a few seconds. Just look at your skin and notice what's going on. Do you notice your skin is more dry? Does it seem paler, duller? Do you have dark circles under your eyes or puffiness? Do you have, breaking out in acne? And if you are, where are you breaking out? Is it along your jawline or is it forehead? Where? Because those mean different things. Do you have dry skin, some eczema kinds of patches of skin, those really any changes in your skin that's anything less than clear, glowing. And of course, this is not something we do to be hard on ourselves. I don't look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, I look terrible. The idea with it is to use your skin as a tool. And if it is out of balance or you have any of these signs, then think about what you've been doing with your diet. What diet changes have you made recently? If you suddenly have a breakout, think about what's changing, what's going on in my life. For women, where are you in your cycle? As far as food goes, did you eat a bunch of sugar? Did you eat certain foods you don't normally eat? And the same thing goes for if your skin looks really good and you're like, wow, my skin's never looked better. Think, what have you been doing lately? Did you use some new skincare products that seem to be working well for you? Did you eat some really wonderful, essential, fatty acids in your diet to get more of those that might be helping your skin? So I think it's just, looking in the mirror. Checking out your skin before you get in the shower, looking for changes that can give you an indication that you're either going in the right direction or the wrong direction. And now for people who have chronic skin issues, it can be a little bit more challenging to identify that if you already have skin problems, then you might need to see a functional medicine doctor, a chiropractor, or a naturopathic doctor to kind of help you figure out where to start. But using your skin on a some tools, using your skin as a tool can be great at helping you figure out where you are and where you need to go.
I love that. Let's dive a little deeper into that. So, what are the key underlying factors that impact skin?
Well, one of the big ones is inflammation, and I call it skinflammation because it's internal inflammation that shows up on the skin. And this can be from a number of different factors, but this is one of the big things that I see cause eczema, rosacea, acne, psoriasis, even vitiligo and other chronic skin conditions is a lot of times there's internal inflammation, and we need to do things with our diet, with our lifestyle to help reduce that inflammation. And sometimes that means taking supplements and things too to help address that inflammation. So that's one of the big root causes. Also, hormone imbalance, I mentioned that already. That can be a trigger for skin conditions, especially with acne. That is a particular one. But also with other skin conditions, if you're looking at the hormone cortisol, which is our stress hormone, that can be an inflammatory trigger for a lot of chronic skin issues. So that could be another big root cause. Nutritional deficiencies certainly play a role. We know that there are certain skin signs that we can get that show nutritional deficiencies. For example, the skin condition keratosis pilaris, which is these little bumps that occur on the backs of people's arms from like their elbow to their shoulder. And a lot of people have these little bumps. And that can actually be a sign of a zinc or essential fatty acid deficiency. So those are a few of the root causes. And I know that it can be overwhelming for people to figure out which root causes apply to them. And it's something that people kept asking me when I was doing my podcast or my patients would ask me. So what I did is I created a skin quiz to help people identify their root causes. So what I did is I redefined skin types. Instead of giving skin types a you know, a name like dry skin or acne prone skin, I give each of the skin types a human name. So there are names like Olivia, Amber, Sage, Emmett, and Heath. Those are the five skin types. And it has to do with, and that's because I see my patients as people, right? They're not just skin issues or diseases, they're people. So I base it upon some of my own patients. And with each of those, there's a unique combination of root causes that are at play there. So that's why I have the skin quiz. I'm happy to, you know, give that to you guys so you can share that with your audience so they can find out their root causes, find out their skin type. And I go into really in depth in this in my new book, Clean Skin From Within, so that people can, you know, really identify their root causes, figure out what's going to help address those with their diet, their lifestyle, supplements, skincare products. All of these things are going to help support the body and finally being able to clear up the skin and get people the results they want. And the side benefit, instead of a side effect, you have a side benefit of when you have that clear glowing skin, you also will probably have more energy, you'll achieve your ideal weight, you'll be sleeping better at night, you're going to prevent a lot of chronic diseases. So a lot of great benefits can come from addressing skin issues when you do it by getting to the root cause.
Awesome. We will include the skin quiz in the show notes, folks, so you don't have to go scrambling for a pen, or we'll include that in the show notes. Skin inflammation, is that your term? Did you coin
it? Yes.
Uh-huh. That is brilliant. I love it. That nails it. And I tell you, in my practice, we see a lot of people with those little bumps on the back of their arms. And we referred them to functional medicine practitioners in the area. And we're currently going through our functional medicine training as well. So we'll be certified by sometime in 2017.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, it's great stuff. What are the top foods that you think contribute to or trigger skin problems?
Yeah, absolutely. The foods do play a big role in our skin health. And I know that there are a lot of dermatologists out there who disagree with this, that say that what you eat does not have anything to do with your skin. And I think that that is completely wrong. And you know, it surprises me because there is research on food and the connection to skin issues. And a lot of these are actually done by dermatologists. So I'm not sure why the rest of the dermatologists don't agree. But definitely we can see it. What we eat will show up on our skin. And so it's a great way to know if you're eating the right foods or not. Two of the big trigger foods that I see in my practice are, the number one is probably not going to surprise you, and that's sugar. Sugar is a big contributor for that skin inflammation, that triggering the inflammation that then shows up on the skin. So whether you have skin issues or you don't generally have skin issues, when you eat a lot of sugar, there's a good chance you're going to have that could trigger skin problems. And there's a physiologic reason behind it. When it comes to acne, which is the most common skin problem in the United States, when we eat sugar, it increases our blood sugar, and that triggers insulin production, which is normal. Mm-hmm. But with increased insulin production, that can trigger sebum, excess sebum production, which is the oils in our skin, as well as an increase in androgen activity. And so sebum production, androgen activity, those are two of the big triggers for acne. So people have asked me, why is it that when I eat sugar, I notice a breakout? Well, that's why. And so it's sugar, or really anything that turns to sugar. So that means high carbohydrate foods, processed foods, high grain diet, those kinds of things that trigger an increase in your blood sugar is going to create the same kind of cascade. So high glycemic index foods, as well as sugar, are some of the big contributors for people with acne. And really, all skin conditions are going to be impacted to a certain extent because it is a big trigger for inflammation. Again, this is a big root cause for skin problems. And then also with sugar, another big concern with it is that when we eat a lot of sugar, it increases our blood sugar and it creates glycation issues. Mm-hmm. And that means that glucose will bind proteins in our body. And the collagen on our skin is a protein. So we'll bind to that. And collagen helps give our skin that nice texture, that firmness that we have when we're young. And so the sugar will bind to collagen, make it more rigid and less elastic. So it'll speed up the aging process, make us more prone to wrinkling, sagging skin. So, you know, I'm not saying people should never, ever eat sugar, but it's one of those foods that you want to be careful with.
What are a couple other ones that we can look at? So sugar's number one for sure, and things that turn into sugar. Anything else that comes to top of mind?
Yeah, so another big one is dairy. And dairy seems to be another big inflammatory, pro-inflammatory food. And there's actually been research on skim milk in particular being a big trigger for acne. And I think that, you know, skim milk tends to have a little bit higher glycemic index than other types of dairy. So maybe that's why that one seems to be particularly a problem for acne prone skin. But really, dairy is also one of the other concerns with dairy is that the nature of milk itself is that it comes from a lactating mammal, and it's going to, so it contains hormones, and hormone imbalance are one of the big triggers for skin issues. So even if you're getting organic, grass-fed, you know, dairy products or grass-fed dairy products from grass-fed animals, it's still going to contain hormones just because the animals need hormones to produce milk. And so it ends up in the milk. So one that I would say, if people tend to have skin problems or you have some special day coming up and you want your skin to look particularly good, I would say cut it out for at least 10 days to see how your skin does. And I think a lot of people will find that it is one of the big triggers for skin issues.
Cool. Let's flip the switch on that. So what are some of the best foods for your skin?
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to just leave it at the bad foods, right?
Absolutely.
Because the food is fantastic. We all love to eat, right? So let's just eat the foods that are good for us and stay away from the ones that cause that inflammation. And so foods like Alaskan wild salmon. And I, you know, of course, I like Alaskan wild salmon because it tends to be the cleanest of the sources of salmon and also where you'll find the most of the benefits too. And so wild salmon is, of course, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory benefits. And as I mentioned, inflammation being one of the big root causes, triggers for skin issues, you want to eat foods that decrease inflammation. So omega-3 rich fish like wild salmon is great for that. And then also salmon has other nutrients in there that help with the skin, including astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a potent antioxidant. It's one of the things that gives the salmon that pink color. And because it's a potent antioxidant, it's going to help protect us against oxidative damage, which is one of the things that speeds up the aging process in our skin, as well as one of the contributing factors to inflammation. So wild salmon's one of my favorites. And for people who maybe don't eat fish or don't like salmon, avocados are another great one. You got the great monounsaturated fats in there, another great source of the good fats, the good oils that we need for our skin. And then also because of the antioxidants in there, again, we're getting some of the protective benefits from there. So, and I'm happy to share with your audience my best and worst foods for skin cheat sheet, if that's something that you'd like to share with them, because there are some other foods. And then, of course, I go into great depth in the best foods for skin in my book. And in my book, Clean Skin From Within, I also spend a lot of time creating recipes, delicious foods that incorporate my favorite foods for skin. And so you'll find all those great recipes. I worked with a chef to help make them so delicious. And I'm very proud of my recipes. And then I also in there, as a side note, I have do-it-yourself skincare recipes that you can incorporate some of the foods from your kitchen, some natural ingredients just straight from your kitchen, to make cleansers and toners and masks and those nourishing things for the skin without having to worry about the toxins that are in so many skincare products.
Cool. I just want to switch gears a little bit here. Why did you create your own skincare line?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. If somebody had asked me if I would have created, you know, when I started naturopathic school, would you create a skincare line? There's no way I would have ever thought I would have headed that direction. But it's interesting how life puts us in different scenarios. And it's definitely what ended up on my plate, in my lap, was I was working in several world-renowned spas. And people, my patients, kept asking me about their skin because it was, you know, because I was in a spa. And also, they mentioned to me that when they'd follow my recommendations for weight loss programs or helping them with their hormone balance or various health issues, they noticed that their skin would improve. And then they started to ask me, okay, my skin's improved, but what skincare products should I be using? Because I had been telling them, make sure you're reducing your exposure to toxins in your environment, because that's one of the important things to do for your health, is to reduce your exposure to environmental toxins. And there's so many toxic ingredients in our skincare products. So on average, we use 9 personal care products a day, which exposes us to 126 unique ingredients. And in other countries, like in Europe, they've banned over 1,000 ingredients in personal care products. But in the United States, they've only banned 11 ingredients in personal care products. So it's really up to the consumer to be careful on what you're exposed to in your skincare products. So I've been telling my patients this, and they were asking me, so what products should I use? And I would make, you know, some suggestions, but they kept telling me, I can't find a natural skincare line that works. So that was my goal. I started digging into the research, and I thought, there's got to be science there to show that natural skincare ingredients can actually work, and we don't have to resort to these chemical ingredients. And that's where I started finding all this great information, and decided, since I couldn't find what I wanted for my patients, I decided to create my own. Yep, so I created the Spa Doctor's Daily Essentials. It's clean, non-toxic, these natural and organic ingredients, and I'm sure to source the highest quality natural actives, and that they're perfectly pH balanced for the skin to help support the skin microbiome so that the skin can be clear and glowing and age gracefully.
I love that. But, you know, talking about skincare, personal care products, that's what it is. I think this is one of the great frontiers that has not been explored. And you kind of dialed in on it. So what are some of the skincare products that people should avoid?
So there, you know, I'm not going to go on specific skincare products, but what I'll do is I'll talk about ingredients to look for,
okay,
because I don't want to bash any particular product or brand names or anything out there. But I think it's, you know, there are some simple ingredients to look for to get started. And of course, I have the top 20 of these in my book, and I explain in detail why each of these ingredients should be avoided and what they do. And there are also some great resources online, like the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics website has some great information on this. I have blogs on this on my website, thespadoctor.com too. But the first one, I would say this is in so many products and even some of the so-called natural products, and that is fragrance. People think, oh, I want to smell good. I want my products to smell good. So oftentimes we overlook the word fragrance, thinking that it's benign because it's in so many products. But the problem is that when manufacturers put the word fragrance on a label, that gives them an opportunity to hide a lot of ingredients they do not have to put on the label. One example of this is diethyl phthalate. Diethyl phthalate is a type of phthalate, which is a plasticizing agent. And it's used to help the smells last longer in fragrance. But the problem is it's a known endocrine disrupting chemical, a known hormone disrupting chemical. So the last thing we want to do is disrupt our hormones further by being exposed to ingredients like this when we're already concerned about our hormones and our skin. And we do know that these ingredients, these phthalates, are taken up into the body. In fact, a National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, an NHANES study, found metabolites of diethyl phthalate and other phthalates in over 75% of the samples that they did in a population in the United States. So this is widespread. We have a widespread exposure to phthalates, and we're absorbing these. A lot of times people think when they're putting products on their skin that they just sit on the surface, or I think people just don't even think about it because we have so many products that we're putting on our skin or makeups that women use, don't even think about the fact that what you put on your skin, remember, it's our largest organ. It's an organ. It's a living organ. So our body will absorb those into the bloodstream. And so we need to be more careful about what we're putting on our body. So the first thing is look for the word fragrance. And if you have products with that, as much as you may love them, you need to throw them out. And instead, because I know we want to smell good, choose things with essential oils. If you can go fragrance free, that's another option. But certainly essential oils are a great option. And we do use some essential oils, a light essential oil blend in my skincare line, the Spa Doctor's Daily Essentials. And I find that essential oils are, not only do they smell great, but they actually have therapeutic benefits.
That's fantastic. So where can people find natural non-skincare products such as yours? And more importantly, what should they look for?
Absolutely. I think certainly, I've got my skincare line I put a lot of work into, and we can give you, share a link for that you can share with your audience to get the skincare products, the Spa Doctor's Daily Essentials. And so, I think the things to look for are avoiding the harmful ingredients, things like the synthetic fragrance that I mentioned. Also, you may have heard of things like parabens, like methyl paraben, propyl paraben. We want to avoid ingredients like that, as well as formaldehyde releasers. And those can have big, long, weird names. So you might want to just look that up on my website or in my book, or Google that, because there are a whole bunch of names for those. But you need to avoid those ingredients and instead start looking for more of the natural, non-toxic ones. And so looking for ingredients like aloe or arnica, sea buckthorn fruit oil, pomegranate seed oil. These are such great ingredients. Rosemary extract. And what these do is they have, like rosemary extract, for example, has natural preservative benefits. So you can avoid with using something like rosemary extract, you can avoid a lot of these synthetic preservatives. And the side benefit is it enhances your skin. A lot of the products, a lot of the skincare products that are out there that have these synthetic ingredients, they might make your skin look good temporarily when you put it on, but they're not actually enhancing the quality of your skin. They're not enhancing the skin microbiome and nourishing your skin way that natural actives can do. So that's why, there are multiple reasons for switching over to natural skincare products. And so we've covered some of those today.
Sweet. Dr. Cates, where can people find you in the world?
Well, my website is thespadoctor.com, and doctor is abbreviated DR, so it's THESPADR.com. That's where I am. I've got my own podcast too, and blog, and of course I've got the book coming out, Clean Skin from Within. And I'm so excited about this book. I get so many emails and posts on social media, questions, my patients. So many people ask me, what can I do to really clear up my skin? What can I do so I can avoid things like the side effects of Accutane or having to go down that conventional route that I know is not going to really help me? And so I'm so excited to share this book with the world so that people can finally get some answers and go about it with a more natural approach.
Love that. And we will have the link for the book in the show notes as well. I really want to thank you for your time. I really appreciate you coming back onto our show. You are a great supporter of our show, and we in turn want people to really understand about their skin, and I love your message. I love what you do. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Awesome. Folks, if you'd be so kind as to leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, it helps us to help you. And if you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and family. And I appreciate you all listening. I hope you have a great day. Ciao.